1039 and mypigradio.com, the morning show, John, Anna, and friends. On a Monday morning, June 13th, 2022, 79 very warm degrees out there. Going to be heat advisory in effect again today with highs in the upper 90s. And that's just the actual temperature, which is recorded in the shade. It's a lot hotter than that out in the sun. Plus, you add in the humidity, and you get a heat index well above 100. So be careful if you have to exert yourself, have to work, or do things around the house out in the heat. Take breaks, drink a lot of water, get to some air conditioning if you can. Hopefully we'll get back down to more normal type heat for the weekend if the meteorologists are correct. But it's time for our friend, our guest of the community. Of course, the morning show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And we got a new friend, guest from the community. Caleb from Mission Texarkana is in here to talk about a big event going on this Friday night at Cross Ties. It's called Denim and Diamonds. It's the daddy-daughter dinner dance for this year. And we learned on the Facebook that Caleb is homegrown, just like me. He's from this area.
Yes, sir.
He went to Hooks. He's a Hornet, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. and now he's at Mission Texarkana, and you're a coordinator. What did you say the official title was?
Program coordinator.
Yes, okay. That is what our friend Elena did for so long, and she moved elsewhere across the country.
She left us.
Yes,
unfortunately, she left us. We loved her, but we got a new friend here, Caleb.
Yes, we do.
And he has taken over. What did you say, Anna? You said that Elena picked him out or gave him the job or told him he was going to do it or something.
I don't quite remember.
Okay. It's kind of like, you're going to take this job, that's whether you like it or not. And he said, okay, I will.
I'll do this.
That's kind of how it went.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, and Elena could be pretty, she could say, all right, this is what I want you to do.
Right.
But anyway, it is a great thing that you do. Tell us a little bit about what all the things that you do before we get to talking about what the event is going to be about.
At the Mission, what I do is anything that has to do with fundraising or any programs that we have going on, like our job training programs, I'm in charge of those. Just keep those going, and anything that helps make us some money at the Mission to help our community.
Because you got
to
do that.
Right.
It takes funding to help out these people in need. And the mission of Texarkana is,
we're to just reach our homeless community with the gospel to help provide for any needs, not just our homeless community, but food insecure, impoverished, anyone who just needs a little help.
Yeah, y'all give out a lot of different things, like you were talking about bug spray, water, things that people that either are homeless or insecure need.
Absolutely.
And you have several meals?
We do two meals a day. We do breakfast and lunch.
Okay, breakfast and lunch each day. So it takes some funding to keep this thing going, to help out people in need. And as we mentioned on the Facebook, and you just said it just then, you know, a lot of people think of Mission Texarkana, and it used to be called the Friendship Center back in the day, is just helping the homeless, which is a big deal,
right?
Because they need some help. But it also is helping those that you said are like food insecure, insecure as far as, you know, whether they're going to be able to stay in their home, things like that. It helps people that are kind of on the edge, and there's a lot of those too, along with the homeless. So
absolutely,
the scope is much bigger than just the homeless, although that is a big part of it. Go ahead and talk about the event. It's called Denim and Diamonds, the daddy-daughter dinner and dance. What's going to be happening Friday night at Cross Ties?
Well, it's really exciting. It's our fourth annual one. And what we're going to do is just provide an atmosphere for dads or father figures to come and bring their little girls, just to build that relationship that we think is so vital and so important, by dancing, eating a really good dinner. Chapo's is going to be catering for us, and having time, some fun, games, and just making memories, really.
Really?
That's really the biggest
thing. Imagine those girls are going to remember this
forever,
absolutely. I mean,
you think about that, dressing up in your finest or whatever,
right?
And you're asking, since it's denim and diamonds, the dad or the dad figures to have blue jeans, things like that. And then the girls are going to be all dolled up, right?
Absolutely. Aww, absolutely.
How sweet.
So it's going to be fun. So 6 o'clock on Friday evening is when it starts at Cross Ties. Now, we got to get some tickets, don't we, Anna?
Right. Yeah. So where will we get the tickets?
You can get them on our website at missiontexarkana.org under the events tab, or you can get them on our Facebook page. There's an event there. Or you can come down to the Mission, and I can get you a paper ticket.
Right.
Okay. Yes. But it's kind of a deadline type
thing. It is. We're trying to get all the tickets purchased by Wednesday or Thursday so we can get our food order in.
Right. The caterer needs to know. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. How much food to get ready for. So by you know, by the end of the day on Wednesday or early on Thursday for sure, get your ticket. It's easiest to go online and do that. I think most people know how to do that.
Right.
Even
yeah.
I can kind of do
that.
It's
an easy Eventbrite link. Yeah.
It is.
Or you can go down to the mission itself.
Right.
And do so. We're, address?
620 West 4th Street.
Okay. 620 West 4th Street. It's near the public library.
Yeah, right across the street.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. So you can do that. You can go in person or get them online, but do it by the end of the day on Wednesday or early on Thursday so they can get it all ready. We'll continue talking with Caleb about this and other things Mission Texarkana. And before you leave, we'll get you and Anna and the people out there in Radio Land to play a game.
Oh, good.
Because that's what we do around here. We play games and goof off.
We do. All day long.
All day long.
Every day.
Every day on the Pig. We call it the best in most country at 103.9 and mypigradio.com. This would be local news time, but we've had news several times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our guest, our friend from the community, Caleb from Mission Texarkana, their Denim and Diamonds annual Mission Texarkana fundraiser, daddy-daughter dinner slash dance, is going on this Friday evening at the wonderful Cross Ties, downtown Texarkana, Arkansas. And we talked about it on the Facebook, but let's talk about it on the radio. The cost per couple is pretty low, seeing the fact that you're going to get fed, you're going to get to have a dance, you're going to have pictures taken, just all kinds of fun. How much is it?
It's $40 per couple, and then $5 for any additional daughter.
Okay, so you thought of everything.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So if you're bringing more than one daughter or child.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can bring several, but it's just $5 per additional. $40 for the original company. So $45 will get you two girls in. $50
right.
would get you three.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a bargain.
It really
and
is.
And these girls, these kids, as I call them, whether they be, you said, all the way from just infants all the way up to teenagers, the ones that can remember past the infant stage will remember this for probably ever.
Right.
So they get to dress up and be all glittered up, and then their father or father figure is going to be in the jeans, the denim part of it.
So right.
It's a great evening. And now, we were talking about on the Facebook that if people can't go to this, maybe you know,
their daughter's grown up.
Yeah, maybe it's not even in their ballpark. They can't come to this, or their daughter's grown up or whatever, but they want to help out Mission Texarkana. Financially is always the best way, but there's also seasonal things that you need. You were saying bug spray, maybe some
deal.
Water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, finance is always like a big deal. Prayer is really important for us at Mission Texarkana. And then volunteering also. If anybody has some free time, we do have some volunteer spots that are open right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then our coffee, selling coffee online can be done on missiontexarkana.org as well. But that's a good fundraiser for us that goes on all the time.
Yeah. And if you want to specify something, you know, it's kind of like, because you were saying, well, you know, we'll take bottled water, but sometimes it gets a little difficult when people are bringing, if you want to specify, hey, I'm going to give you a donation, I want you to get some water for these people because it's so hot and we don't want them to dehydrate, or I'm going to give you some bug spray because there's insects everywhere.
Absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
You can specify that.
Mm-hmm.
That and say.
For sure.
Absolutely. And you just got a new roaster or something at the coffee making place, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We've got a new 10-kilo Mill City roaster. It is fantastic. It's a beast. And it puts out about 20 pounds of coffee in about 15 minutes.
Well, that's a lot of coffee.
Yeah,
but we're
is.
Coffee drinkers, so that's perfect niche market.
Yeah,
I like
it's,
it.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. Good coffee.
Well, it's going to be as fresh as you can be because they're making it from the coffee beans, and it's all different kinds of coffee.
It is. It is. We've got origins from Ethiopia to Costa Rica all over the world. So,
so you like your good coffee, that's a good place to get it, and it'll help out the cause at the same time. You wanted to thank some sponsors that we forgot to do on the Facebook.
Yes, Cooper Tire has actually paid for the venue.
Oh,
so we
want
to give a shout out to them.
Yeah. Thank you.
PH Property and Design has actually been a big sponsor for lots of things. They sponsor us all the time. Persnickety, too, a big sponsor for us. Kelly Cox at Farmers Insurance. Mm-hmm. And a new sponsor, Texana Bank, is actually going to be helping out.
Oh, how nice.
So we're very excited about that.
Well, thank you to the commercial help from these people that have businesses and such in the area that are helping out, that because that's what community is all about.
Right. Yep.
And then being involved like that. Great that Cooper Tires paid for the venue for
him. That's a big deal.
That is a big deal. That's a huge deal right there. All right, we'll continue talking with Caleb, get him to play a game with Anna, and you people play along out there, and we'll kind of wrap up once again how you can get your tickets to the Daddy-Daughter Denim and Diamonds Dinner and Dance, which is going on this Friday night at Cross Ties in downtown Texarkana to help fund the best of most country. 103.9 MyPigRadio.com. And yeah, it's the Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. They've got a location in Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard to conveniently serve you. We are talking with Caleb from Mission Texarkana about the Denim and Diamonds annual Mission Texarkana fundraiser. It's a daddy-daughter dinner/dance. And once again, it doesn't necessarily have to be daddy-daughter. It can be whatever significant person is in their life, whether right. it be an uncle, yeah. a grandfather, or just a relative, that if they're special to them. And you know, there's no daddy, you can bring them. It's not just daddy, but that's what they call it. And we'll once again remind you how you can get your tickets and all the things going on with that in just a couple of minutes. But let's go ahead and play a game. And the game today, y'all play along out there in Radio Land with Caleb and Anna, is yes or BS. So I'll give you a statement. You decide whether it's true fact or something's not right about it.
Yes.
Now, Caleb, Anna is quite aware, even though I'm not sure she sticks to the rules. Don't look at the screen because that's cheating. Yes or BS?
All right.
New York State became the last state to put photographs on its driver's license in 1984. Is all that statement correct or is it BS? New York became the last state to put photographs on its driver's license in 1984.
That sounds random enough to be true.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Well, it is random enough
smart we are.
To be true. Yes, you are smart, Anna. We know this. it takes a lobster 7 years to grow to 1 pound in weight. The deer lobster, 7 years to grow to one pound in weight.
They're just a little crustacean, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I'd say true.
Yes is the right answer. There are 10 acres in the courtyard of the Pentagon. That's where the Defense Department is in Washington.
That's really
inside
big.
That courtyard area.
That's really big.
That seems too big.
There are 5, so you are correct. Let him answer first, Anna, since I have to go through this every time. I wouldn't do it.
Not every time.
Yeah, I do.
You choose to do it. You don't have to. Okay. You actually choose to do it.
I'm in control of this mic. I just turned your mic. Oh, there we go. I'm just kidding with it. When she doesn't miss any, when she's just perfect, which is most of the time, 99% of the time, then I say, well, she's full of random useless knowledge, which she is. Let's see. The Eiffel Tower is repainted every 10 years. The Eiffel Tower is repainted every 10 years.
Yeah, I'm going to say BS on that.
Okay, well, all right. Let's throw this in there. If it's BS, how often do you think the Eiffel Tower is repainted, Anna?
It's more often than that. It's over.
Just
go along with it's around
yeah,
5.
Yeah.
It's not quite 5, but it's 7.
Okay.
7. Every 7 years it is repainted. We've had this before, so here we go. The penguin is the only bird who can swim but not fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
when he first bought it, Elvis Presley's first Cadillac was pink.
Oh. No. BS.
This one's tough. It is BS because it was blue, but he had it painted.
Right.
Pink. But it was blue when he bought it.
A blue trick suede shoes.
So you did well on that trick question. I'm very impressed there. Wow. Your ribs move about 5 million times a year because your ribs move every time you breathe.
That makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And it's right. It is absolutely right. Green. Okay, y'all ought to get this right.
Uh-huh.
Green has become the most popular car color in America.
No, I would hope not.
No.
Isn't it white?
It is white. White is
nondescript.
Is numero uno. Mm-hmm. A numero uno. And when Congress was first created, back when they weren't all rich, thieves.
It wasn't a career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a sacrifice.
The first Congress person was paid $6 a day.
That was a lot of money back then.
That was.
Yeah,
well, it was, and it took a while. They finally got a pay raise in 1814. So there you go. Y'all did quite well on yes or BS, and congratulations. All right, once again, Denim and Diamonds, the annual Mission Texarkana fundraiser, daddy-daughter dinner/dance. is this Friday evening at Cross Ties. It gets underway at 6 o'clock, and they're going to have, obviously, they're going to have free food that you pay for, but they're going to have food, dancing. What else are you going to be going on besides food and dancing?
We're going to have just some games, little events.
Photographs.
Yeah, we have this new photo booth that somebody donated. It's a mirror interactive one.
I love that.
And the little girls will love it.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they will, yeah.
We're going to have all that going on. The daddies or the daddy figures. Absolutely. Didn't have to be a dad, exactly. Wear blue jeans, and the daughters dress up in their pretty sparkly outfits or whatever, just beautiful outfits that they got. Yeah. How can we get tickets, and when is the deadline?
MissionTexarkana.org under our events tab is the easiest way. It's a link right to our Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to get all the tickets sold by Wednesday or Thursday so we can get our food ordered.
If you're not one of those computer type people, you can go down to the mission the first of the week now and get them and see Caleb and buy them in person. But it's going to be a great evening. It's $40 per couple, and then just $5 if you want to bring an additional daughter or girl. And of course, this helps Mission Texarkana. So thank you for coming in, Kayla.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me here.